Philco with Jenny Ferguson this morning. It's 19 to 8. Cheers, my buddy. And one thing I didn't fully appreciate and didn't get a chance for you to talk about when we did our hour there, would have been a couple of weeks back, was MKR, your claim to fame. And I was diving through some of those old episodes. It's still up on 7 Plus. And how do you feel when you look back at those episodes now?
Well, look, there was hard times and there was fun times. Most of the fun times were off camera, I'm not going to lie. So a little bit of anxiety flares up because it's long days.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm one of those experienced things, have no regrets, learn from them, all of that sort of stuff. But it was brutal at times. And my partner in crime, Louise, who we went on with, she was quite sick when we started. So we had all of that to deal with. And then we found out we were going to be the first to cook. And then we found out that the whole format was different. So it was going to be us versus previous MKR guests.
Oh.
So I was like, these bombs were dropping.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and also, normally you would fly around and cook in your kitchen and then you'd fly to someone else's place around Australia and experience their house and their kitchen. So we'd done all our prep cooking in my kitchen because it's my kitchen rules. And then this year they had everyone like a big brother house living together in Sydney. So that was just like, and so, you know, obviously being a mom who loves their babies, being away from them
was super hard. Yeah.
But, you know, again, it was a good experience. I'm glad I did it. But, yeah, many mixed emotions.
But you did pretty well first up, didn't you?
We did. So can I announce who we're going to chat to?
In a minute.
Okay.
I just want people to relive this experience from the show.
Jenny and Louise, the first dish of the competition and also the first dish of the fans' house.
The pressure is on. We want to see what you think.
We also don't want to disappoint Colin.
Yeah.
I loved it. I absolutely love this dish. From the first mouthful to the last, I thought the flavour that you got into that bisque was absolutely perfect.
Perfect. Did you hear that? Perfect. Oh, that just fired up the goosebump machine. Yeah, that was great to get that review from Pete, although Pete's a bit controversial at the moment
with everything
that's going on.
Dumped off on a celebrity, but your connections now from that show have made it possible to bring a very special guest on.
Well, we all know Colin Fastnage. He's the colourful Larrikin judge of My Kitchen Rules. He's a successful chef. He's a restaurant owner. He's got heaps of cookbooks and he's actually got a new one out called The Common Sense Cook. Thanks for joining us, Colin.
How are you?
Good, mate. Haven't seen you for a while.
That's because you got eliminated.
Yeah.
Oh, we had
I told
to drive,
you not to be mean.
He drove that one home, didn't he?
Okay, tell us about your new book. I've got it sitting in front of me. My daughter and I went to go buy it the other day, and I have to tell you, it was at Big W, and it was actually at the bottom of all the book sections, so my daughter and I spent a good 10 minutes putting all your books at the top. You're welcome.
That's good. It's all the food I cook at home, so anyone who follows my Instagram or stuff like that, it's all the food that I've cooked at home over a year and a half, and whatever my kids or whoever considered it worthy got wrote on the wall, and then we turn it into a book, so that's what it is. So everything works and it's all good.
It's beautiful and it looks delicious too that the kids want to eat, and it's approved by your daughters who are heavily featured through the book, which I just love. Love that you're a big family man. And I love all the videos that you did too, cooking over COVID with your daughters. That was awesome. My kids and I were watching that. So are they going to become stars?
Apparently they already are, because now they get stopped in the supermarket and I don't. So
that's joy, isn't it? I love that. I love the fact that your kids are becoming bigger than you, which means they can actually create a whole online empire now, Colin. So when you retire, the name keeps going on and on.
Cash is cash, mate. Whatever pays the mortgage, I don't care.
Speaking of that, actually, you had a bit of dramas, obviously, like a lot of people during COVID-19. Can you tell us what happened to you with your restaurants and how you rose from the ashes?
Our business, the landlords actually locked the doors and turned off the power because it's cheaper to keep pubs closed. So we couldn't do takeaway. So all the food we gave away to people in need, and then we just kept it going. So we started a soup kitchen. We did it yesterday, every Monday. Banks here. And then all the suppliers gave us food. So it's sort of a good thing in a bad time when everyone else has been greedy and, fighting over toilet rolls and stripping the shelves. There was people who couldn't get to the shops. So, we sort of shone tried to make the world a nicer place in a bad time.
And that's a good lesson for your kids, Colin, is that, you know, always give and realise there are people less fortunate than you. So, you know, the more you can do that, the better off as a human being you are.
Yeah, well, I think it's sort of when it hits the fan, you've got two choices. You can be one of those people or you can try and change it because obviously, you know, you're trying to prove things to your kids and to your neighbours and you know what I mean? It's the world is not all bad when it goes bad.
No, I think it's fantastic what you've done there and, yeah, made light of such an awful situation. And you know, there's that little thing called karma becoming your way.
Well, I'm trying to balance the scale because I got a lot of bad karma.
No, you haven't.
I mean, you act all tough. You're actually quite sweet inside.
Izzy, know, Jenny, this is the thing. We see you on screen as being this tough character, no-nonsense guy, but you've worked with Jenny and what he's huggable and lovable. And
yeah. He's really nice. You're really nice, Colin. Nice guy to be around. So, and it was really hard as a newbie because I was on MKR last year. Everyone listening out there, it is stressful and hardcore. And the format was different. And we had Team Manu and we had Team Colin. And luckily, we got Colin as our mentor.
Lovely.
And yeah, it was great. So yeah, very grateful for that. And just yeah, it's great fun. I don't know if it's coming back or not yet though. Got any contracts yet, Colin?
I'm busy. I'm too busy for MKR now.
Too big.
Hey, maybe Jenny, if this doesn't work out, she can do MKR. She has all the experience herself now.
Maybe. But I'll ask Colin, he'll just say I just got kicked off. So anyway, Colin, thank you so much for joining us today. Everyone can go out and get the Common Sense Cookbook at all good shops, including Big W. Make sure you put them at the top of the rack too for good old Colin.